Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. How are you doing this evening? So glad you came by. I see a few of you have joined already. Oh my goodness, we have a fantastic show lined up for you tonight. And it's not because of me. It never is because of me. It's because of our special guest expert who is waiting in the wings, chomping at the bit, because this gentleman has so much value, so much life experience in so many ways, so much talent. It's almost hard to believe that it's like he needs to share it with people. It's so much talent. It's amazing. And so I'm so excited to bring him on. But that will be in just a moment. But first, for those of you that are just watching for maybe the first time, the Mind Body Business Show, what is that all about? Well, in my 54 years revolving around the sun so far, God bless and thank you for that and many more to come, I hope. In that time, I've learned a lot. I've experienced a lot. Just as my special guest expert, I think he runs circles around me when it comes to this. But what I learned at one age, which was probably around 2012-ish, I decided to start focusing only on successful people and not worrying about the negative people that I run into, the negative news that I see on television that I no longer watch, all of that. So I focused on positive people who are successful. And what I started learning from them is, my gosh, success, there are patterns to success, like a recipe. Let's say if you get a recipe, I don't know how to bake a cake. Let's take that example. And if I were given a recipe and I knew I needed to go to the grocery store and buy so many eggs and flour and sugar and whatever else that goes into a cake, because I don't know right now. But if I had a recipe and it told me how to mix it and then how long to put it in the oven, what to set the temperature for, how long to cook it, I think I could make a pretty darn good cake per that recipe and be just as successful as the person who created that recipe. Correct? And so the same thing, it turns out, is true when it comes to succeeding in business and in life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And what I found over this course of learning was these successful people, like the one you're going to meet here in just a moment, Bart Smith, just saying, there are three patterns I noticed, three patterns, or I call them pillars to success. And one is, of course, mind. That's what the show is named for, and that's all about mindset. When you're able to master a positive and constructive mindset, master it, then you are operating in your mind, what I like to say, at a peak level of performance. And that can be, there are tools to do this. And we're talking about the subconscious level of your mind because it is by far the most powerful. And we'll save that discussion for another day because that is a long one in its own right and it's a phenomenal one. Just know that there are tools. I am actually certified in this arena to help people get past their limiting beliefs and get into their serving themselves better. And there's so much more to it. And then there's body. Well, why is body a component of it? Well, because we really need to nutrition. We need to keep ourselves in high nutrition. Gosh, that was funny. And we need to exercise on a regular basis because it just fuels our body. You know, exercise, it does so much. It relieves stress. It, you know, our body and our mind are a team. One without the other can't operate. And so I like to say your mind and body are your team, more importantly. And let's say you're on a team, let's say a basketball team, and one player, there's five normally that play during a game, decided on the off season not to condition himself, not to stay in condition physically, not to get on top of things mentally. And then he started playing in the first game of the season. And the four other guys were completely ready to go. How do you think that team would fare in that first game? Well, they wouldn't be at the peak level of performance because one is bringing them down. So they may not do as good as they possibly could. The same is true with you and your mind and your body. So if you work out, for instance, that does not give you permission to go eat a bowl of ice cream. And conversely, if you eat healthy, that doesn't give you the excuse to not work out. My opinion, but it's also backed by fact. And that's what I found with successful people. They take care of their body. And they knew and mastered how to really change their own mind to serve them better at the subconscious level. And then third, business, multifaceted topic. That includes sales, marketing, team building. We're going to discuss a few of those tonight. Coaching would be part of that. And I can't wait to do that. So when you have if you just mastered one of those three areas, just one, then your life would improve manyfold, I guarantee you. I kid you not. If you do all three, then you're operating at truly a peak level performance for your business and for your family, for your life. And that is what Mind Body Business is all about. And speaking of success, reminds me of a time, a story going back about a decade. I was invited by a CEO of a company, multimillionaire. He flew me out to the East Coast. I live on the West. Had me picked up in a limousine, put me up in a hotel. I spent two full days in his massive corner office, and we were discussing a contract. And I just remember at one point I'm sitting on his couch in his office, and he's standing looking down at me talking, and he just said, Brian, if people just did this one thing, they would all be super rich. And he kind of paused, and now I'm leaning in like, I'm ready. What is it? And so at that moment, he turned his back, walked to the opposite wall, and there was standing a very large, from floor to ceiling, two-door cabinet. And he grabbed both handles and swung open the doors. And what I saw was very similar to what you see behind me right now, and that is shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And these weren't just any books. These were books on business, on sales, marketing, team building, books on mindset, on how to improve your subconscious mind, books on fitness, books on personal development. It was all there. And the crazy thing is, I'm sitting in this office of a very successful individual, and I chose to not believe that advice. I did not take his advice, and I didn't read a thing for years. I kid you not. Wow. And thankfully, many years later, I met someone who would become my mentor, and he's much my junior by 18 years. He literally could be my son by years. But this gentleman is just so amazing. I just remember I was in his house once because I ended up working with him for several years, speaking from his stage, teaching his students on half of his programs. It was a phenomenal experience. And one day I'm in his house and he's walking around with these headphones on. I say, hey man, what are you doing? He goes, what, this? He goes, oh, I'm listening to a book. I said, listening to a book? Now this is going back some years too. And so this thing called Audible that most of us know about was very new. And I said, wait, how do you listen to a book? And he said, oh, it's through this app called Audible. And I said, that's it. Maybe this will be the way. You know, now I see another successful individual doing the same thing, but he's listening instead of using his eyeballs to read. And I thought, maybe this is the way. And it turned out that was my favorite mode of ingesting information, was by listening to books. And I became a voracious reader as a result, thankfully. And, you know, my mentor was not just telling me by words, but he was showing me by example the importance of reading. And he always fed himself all of the books that I mentioned in those categories all the time, and recommended many to me. And so what I like to do is segue over into a section that I refer to as bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And by the way, for those of you watching right now, whether it's live or recording, maybe you're listening on the podcast afterward, do us all a favor. Really, actually, do yourself a favor and stay right here. What I mean by that is take out a notepad and a pen, or if it's better for you, pull up Microsoft Word or Notepad on your computer, and take notes. And as we're discussing resources, there will be many mentioned tonight, I promise you that. You'll want to write down website addresses, for instance, reachyourpeaklibrary.com being one of them. The key is stay with us during the show right now and don't run off looking at these resources while we're still going through the show. The reason is because you will not want to miss one nugget of value from our guest expert, Bart Smith, who's coming on very, very soon. So let's go down and talk about, and just briefly give you an overview of ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. The entire reason, the sole reason I put this together this is my website, I put it together, was for you. My gift to you. And what it is a collection of books that I personally have vetted that have had impact on me, either in business or in my personal life. So not every book I've ever read is in this list. And in this list, there are about 40 or so, and I'm way behind in updating it. I've got many more to add to it. And we have one book or several books we're going to be discussing tonight that will be added to this list, I know. Hint, hint, wink, wink. One of the things I noticed in Audible as I was listening was you had this ability to actually tap this little icon, and it looked like a little ribbon. And what it was a virtual bookmark. And what you could do is when you hear something that's really thoughtful, insightful, something you want to go back to and listen to later, you just tap that ribbon real quick. I can do it in the car or anywhere. It's faster than turning the dial on a radio back in the day. So it's very safe. And so I started wearing out that button with different books. And the beautiful thing is now I no longer have to go back and read an entire book in its entirety anymore. I can just go back and go through my bookmarks in sequence. And so what I'd like to do is share one such bookmark with you right now. It's just about a minute in length, and it's by a gentleman by the name of Jesse Itzler. And this particular book is Living with the Monks. Incredible book. He's got several out now. This is 1 minute in length, so go ahead and take out that pad of paper and pen if you haven't already, and let's listen in to Jesse Itzler. Again, just about a minute, and then I promise you we're going to bring on Mr. Smith himself. Here we go. Take a listen.
Immediately, I felt rejuvenated, knowing I was staying longer to push myself. Making that commitment to myself, where there was no turning back, felt empowering and gave me a second wind. I was all in. On my walk back to my room, I came up with this. You can read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and listen to 115 Vince Lombardi quotes. You can study Awaken the Giant Within and go to 10 Tony Robbins lectures. However, the only way to truly get better is to close the book, turn off the internet, and go out into the world and stick it out. When you want to quit, get uncomfortable and remember tomorrow. We spend so much of our lives trying to avoid pain. We're all wired to seek comfort, and I love being comfortable. However, the real growth comes when you step outside of that comfort zone and tap into your reserve tank. That's where you see what you're made of, and that's often the place you feel most alive.
And we'll stop it right there. I love that excerpt from the book because Jesse Itzler nails it on the head. How many times have you heard, or maybe you haven't yet, but how many times have you heard that getting out of your comfort zone is one of the most valuable things you can do for yourself and for your growth? Because when you stay in your comfort zone, you're going to continue to go the same speed and same direction you're going right now. And how is that working out for you right now? Now, when you get out of your comfort zone on a continual, repetitive, consistent basis in different areas of your life, and you know, it's a thing where your mind, you know, your subconscious is telling you, I know this is a good thing, I should do it. And then that fear, the conscious mind comes in and says, no, I don't want to do that, it makes me nervous, or I get uncomfortable. But when you know it, this would be good for me. Learning to speak from stage, I know it'd be good for me, would be an example, because fear of speaking is a big one. I went through that and did it, conquered it, and to this day, I still get nervous before I go on stage, before I start the show, and it's okay. But get out of your comfort zone on a regular basis, and you will succeed much quicker. Speaking of succeeding quick and often and continually, let's switch over to the man of the hour. It's time to bring on our guest expert.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Bart Smith. Woo, I'm so happy we finally got to do this together, Bart. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, I am so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait to unveil this man to you by letting him talk, and that's going to be in a moment. First, I want to formally introduce him, and then we are going to get with it. We have a lot to cover tonight. So let's go. Bart Smith is the author of Rich Coach, Broke Coach, and the founder of MyTrainingCenter.com. an online training website that teaches you about business, marketing, website design, audio recording, self-publishing, graphic design, and so much more. Having a strong skill set in technology, online marketing, shopping carts, email marketing, and business in general, Bart saw weaknesses in four key areas where coaches really suffer. And those four key areas are business, marketing, finding clients, and making money. As a result, he wrote a book called Rich Coach, Broke Coach. And it's a book we're going to be discussing. It's going to be the topic of our show tonight. And here is a copy of it right here. It's an amazing book. We're going to dive into it. And so, Bart, that gives people just barely scratches the surface about you, what makes you tick under the hood, so to speak. And so what I'd like to find out is, you know, when you get up in the morning and your feet hit the floor, you know, most of us, I know I am, we're a little groggy. And it wouldn't take much to just say, oh, I just want to go back to bed and I don't want to take on the day. For you, you know, you're a very driven, motivated individual. So when you get up out of bed, what is that one thing that is your go-to that says, ah, this is great, I'm going on with the rest of my day, this is going to be phenomenal? What motivates you to take on each and every day?
Well, what motivates anybody? I mean, everybody has something inside them that drives them. I know that when I wake up in the morning, to answer your question, I usually have my day planned the night before. Mm. So when I wake up, I know exactly the three or four things that I'm going to be doing to get things going right away. You know, before you go to bed, it's like, okay, tomorrow morning, let's do this, call this person, do this. Great. Now you go to bed with ease. And then you wake up with five more minutes. I'm just going to lay up for five more minutes. And then I know exactly what to jump right into.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's another pattern. You know, these are sub patterns within the three major pillars of success. And that is, a lot of successful people, most, plan out their day the night before and write it down. So there's another one. Gosh, it's like almost a recipe, isn't it?
Otherwise, you waste time.
Exactly. And very true.
You squander. It's like, no.
You allow yourself, yes, to get distracted. Absolutely. So when we jump into the business aspect, because we're really going to concentrate tonight, I think, more on business than any of the other two, of either mind or body. And we do that each show. We concentrate on one or two. I know that I've always been curious. I'm always curious. And that's another artifact of successful people, is curiosity, getting the ego out of the way and asking questions. I'm always curious how each individual who is successful, how they go about marketing their business. And so for you, Bart, what has been to date your most successful form of marketing your business?
Well, can you pick one or can you have a few? You know, because maybe you like to do a little advertising, because advertising gets you in front of people quickly. Whereas if you go networking in person, then you're actually meeting people, which could open up a whole new world. And so I don't want to discount networking. I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, and somebody overheard me talking about my cookies, my world famous chocolate chip cookies from bartscookies.com. And they're like, man, you need to align that with a cause. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, we are a part of, you know, X cause. And I'm like, oh, that would be perfect. What does that do? Opens up a whole new world of people to reach. So there's advertising, there's networking, and then there's, well, today, video. So video, creating messages for what you do so that people can see you, hear you at the same time. And depending on, you know, are you doing the videos or are they a PowerPoint presentation, et cetera, conveying that information so people can consume it in a manner that's, wow, I just learned a lot. That was cool.
I love how you actually address several. And before I jump into that, he talked about his cookies, and it might be difficult to see with some of the glare, but he shipped me some cookies before the show, and they are delish. So that's at bartscookies.com, if I'm remembering correctly. Yep, bartscookies.com. So go order some. They're delicious. They're amazing. My wife and I were munching on them last night. I love the fact that you said, well, can I pick more than one? Because marketing is usually no one single approach is the real way to win, that I've found, at least personally. It usually takes several avenues and channels to market. And so I love how you even talked about networking in person. I so agree with that. So agree. That is so on point, because most of the most powerful relationships I've ever made is just through those, like face to face. I used to be a self-proclaimed seminar junkie. I used to go to everything. Do you remember Mr. T that wore all those chains from the A-Team?
Yes.
Well, when you go to these seminars, often you get a lanyard with a badge, right?
Yeah.
And so I would take those home, and I put them on when I speak to show people that I would put Mr. T to shame because my ropes are a lot thicker. There's so many of them. I don't do that so much anymore. I do on occasion, and I still make incredible connections with people, and that's how I did it, was just showing up. So thanks for bringing that up, because not a lot of people bring that up or mention it as part of their core marketing strategies.
So well, I wrote three books about networking. So, of course, it's high on my list for, you know, I have them right here. This is right here, Networking Mistakes, 51 Networking Mistakes, and then the My Networking Tactics, and then Three Simple Networking Tactics. So networking is just like, it's on my mind, you know? It just takes one person to, you just found a killer affiliate or something. And so I find networking is just, and it's a great way to get out of the house too for anyone who works at home. And get out every now and then, or else, you know, cabin fever.
And the thing I love about, another thing I love about going to these seminars, it's typically, you know, entrepreneur based or centric. And the moment I walk in, I'll be in a sea of 200 to 500 people I've never met before in my life. Yet somehow I feel I'm amongst family because everyone has a similar mindset, positive, proactive. And I just feel I am in a comfort zone, so to speak, at that moment. It's just a wonderful thing to do. So highly recommend that you go to seminars that are going on in your area and maybe even farther away. Just if you want to know if a particular speaker or seminar is one that's worthy of your time, reach out to Bart or myself, and between the two of us, I'm sure we could give you an opinion. We've been to many, I'm sure.
Can I make one suggestion?
Please.
A cool tip. It was in this book right here, the Three Simple Networking Tactics, okay, that it's real thin. I think I wrote it in a week. But I love the first section, and the first tactic is, it's not what you say, it's what you ask.
Mm.
And so when you go to any networking event, don't even think about, oh, what am I going to say about myself? Yes. Forget about that. Just go right in and say, hi, what do you do? And when they try to throw it back at you, well, what do you do? It says, you know, spin it back to them. What do you do? Tell me your story. And then how did you get involved with that? Why? And then spend your whole time just learning about these people in front of you. You'll do two things. One, you'll find the people that really interest you because you found out about them. You weren't talking about yourself. And then because you heard and listened to them so much, they're going to love you right back. Oh man, you know, this person was really an ear. He really listened to me, and I don't get to practice my pitch and all that kind of stuff. Wow. I'm going to hang out. I want to get to know this person. So it's like, it does a double thing, and you don't have to worry about your own pitch. Because you're focused on them. It's not what you say, it's what you ask.
I so resonate with that as well. It is, and it takes all the pressure off. It's a much more, it makes every event fun.
Yeah.
Because you're not out there. I remember at one point I used to do the thing that I despise that people do now. And that was become a business card ninja, you know, throw them out like stars and just hand them to people, whether they ask for them or not. And that's wrong.
No, the rule with cards is, I don't know if I want you to have my card.
Yeah, I don't carry cards.
I don't carry them either.
Nope. In fact, a good recommendation, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, is to do what Bart does and carry one of your books that you've written personally, and that is your business card. Here's one that, so I have three, I have four of his books here sitting here, and we're going to talk about one of them in particular, but here's BS the Book, because the world is so full of it. That one's actually pretty meaty.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the level. And you know, another thing about the having a book at a networking event, because people can go, what do you do? And even if you just wrote a small book, you could say, well, I wrote this book that helps you, you know, overcome this problem. Put it in their hand. And as they're looking at it, they are a walking
billboard.
You know, billboard. And people, what's that? Oh, here, they're just looking at my book. Oh, they're just looking at my book. Oh, they're just looking at, oh, thank you. And so before you know it, and then they say, well, how much is this? I'm like, okay, $20, blah, blah, blah. So it's just amazing. Books bring people together.
Yes.
So.
And speaking of books, I want to get to the mother of all books that I have that I'm aware of that you've written. It's amazing. It's called Rich Coach, Broke Coach. And I have never seen something so absolutely comprehensive. I mean, there is not a detail left out in this book. It goes, and we're going to cover a few chapters here tonight, just over the, you know, cover the surface of them. But, I mean, everything is in here. Everything. Forms for you to use are in here, and resources for you to get actual forms to download are in here. And there are how to get paid while you're coaching, and how to, it has everything. And I'm going to let Bart tell us all about that, because I could go on all night about it. So what do you want to, you want to go through a couple chapters and just give a brief overview of this phenomenal book? Would that be cool?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. We can also talk about the origin of it.
Let's do that.
And why it came about.
What inspired you to write this book? I love that.
Yeah. Because what inspired me to write it was that at the time I wrote it, which was years ago, I was a webmaster. And a lot of my clients were coaches. And they would come to me like, hey, I don't know what to do about my website. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know what to do about that. And many of them, I would say like 90% of them, were not very technically proficient. As of course, I was technically proficient. Internet, web, computer, this, that. So I was like, I wonder how they're doing in their coaching business. And of course, if I was sitting on their shopping cart, I could see their sales and their order. And if I had access to their merchant accounts, I knew how much money was going through there. So I had this like behind the curtain insight as to what was going on. So being the book writer that I am and the information selling type person I am that wants to make money on the internet, selling information, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, let's go write another book. Because I think Rich Coach was my fourth or fifth book, might have been my sixth, I'm not sure, because I've written 17 so far, and I got 5 more coming this year, rock and roll. These days, I write books fast, like an hour, a day, a week, a month, that's it. It depends on the topic. But the Rich Coach book, so I said, let's go do it, and I started accumulating all of the stuff that they needed from the website, the marketing, anything that had to do with their business. And then a couple of years later, you always have to kind of update your books. So I said, this first version needs to be revamped and updated. So I said to myself, okay, well, before you go and do it, why don't you go and read 50 other coaching books on coaching? And to my dismay and my disappointment, and I have another D word, but I won't talk about it. I was like, oh my gosh, there is so much missing that these coaches need. And the books that I read were all about, you should have a website. You should have this. Okay, but what goes on that website? What do I put on there? What specific, you should set up your fees. Yeah, no kidding. What else, how should I do that? So then I started just to put, I think I took me about 3 months, and I was reading all these books and accumulating a very large text file that I was accumulating the material for the different chapters. You know, setting your fees, setting your creating your packages, all that kind of stuff that would go into what a coach needs from a business standpoint. And like also in the book, forms, agreements, logs, go into a doctor's office. Are they going to sit down and say, oh, so what's going on? You know, how you doing? What seems to be the problem? No, they're going to shove a clipboard in your hand with a survey and some questions and start filling out some information. They're going to make you really feel, oh no, like you're going to get your money's worth because they care. They're going to get this information put on the form. So I put all this information together, Rich Coach, Broke Coach. The title, Rich Coach, Broke Coach, because either, you know, we all strive to be rich in whatever we do. So, but if we're not succeeding with systems that are making us rich or on our way, what are we? Well, many of the coaches are broke. Okay, so they have broken systems. They have broken things about their business that are not helping them. So I put all of this in the book in 5 very succinct chapters that go in the order of setting up the business, you know, getting certified if that's what you need, and I recommend certification, setting your fees, creating your packages, creating a plan, getting ready, getting a website ready, getting marketing ready. You can imagine this is like business consultation. This isn't like exactly. You know, mind stuff and, oh, let's go over, you know, your blocks in your head. No, this is practical stuff that businesses, all businesses need. I had a real estate agent purchase this book and said, Bart, this helped me create my real estate package that I wanted to sell, and other freelancers of that nature. So what a great book. And I wrote it, I know, but it is a really great book. I'll let you be the judge and jury because you actually have it. Looking through it, what did you think about some of the material inside the book?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. That, like I said, it's so comprehensive. I was blown away because I'm used to what you described earlier with the other 50 that you read, that they always fall short of the mark. And what you just said, this is more like business consultation, and it is. It's everything. It's not just about coaching per se. Almost any business could probably use many of the tactics that are shown in here. It's amazing. We were talking right before we came on the show, Bart and I, and you know, this would also be fantastic for people who do seminars, who speak from stage. This is a perfect resource for you. You will have everything you need. You can take forms with you for whatever you're selling during that particular time that you're speaking, and have everything prepared and ready to go. And there's not a stone left unturned in this thing. He just said it. Fees, income, making money, website creation, which everyone needs one. Marketing tactics that many people fall short of. Marketing is typically the one area that people fail in that makes their business fail. Marketing is the most important aspect. It's not the product, unfortunately, and sadly. It's how well can you market. And that's in there.
And I will give you, you almost don't even need to buy the book now because I'm going to give you one of the hottest tips in that book. And it's what I call RASTO. That's my method for marketing. If you know, as your coach, RASTO, it's an acronym, R-A-S-T-O. And here's what it stands for. Number one, R, research your market, find where your target market is. A, ask someone who is an influencer in that market. Like, for example, you, Brian, you're an influencer. Would you interview me about my coaching services and how I do that? And especially coaches, if you have a book, it's going to be easy to get an interview. Okay. So research the market, find out where they are, ask an influencer to interview you. S, well, this was simple. Show up, show up for the interview. T, tell your story. Talk about what it is that you have to offer and how you've case studies. Examples. And then O, make your offer. I'm offering this right now. I'm opening my door for new clients. Here's a rate, here's a discount, whatever it is. RASTO. That right there, you follow that formula. You can't beat that formula is so rock and roll. And another thing that I like about the book, inside there, there's I think I covered 10, maybe 12 objections. Objections, not only the objections they're going to give you, why they give them and what to say. So, and then there's something else in there called emotional excavation, because I talk about, you know, you are an archaeologist. You're at a seminar. You're at a networking event. So what is it that you struggle with? Really? Interesting. Can I have your permission? Can I dig a little more? Not that you're going to say that, but, you know, you're going to dig a little more and you're going to find out what their emotions, what's going on. And before you know it, wow. You know, I had a client that was just like you, and this was their situation. And here's how I applied what I do to them. And they liked that. I don't know if you want that kind of a, you know, help at all. So I'll see you later. No, I don't know. You know, but the concept is like, you know, that's a takeaway close kind of thing. So, but yeah, I dig it, man. It's math. It's science. It's almost like selling with surgical precision.
I love it. Especially R. The first one is where I see so many people fall short is they come up with this. We, as entrepreneurs, to become an entrepreneur, we are by de facto, we are idea machines. We come up with ideas left and right, yes? And every one of them is brilliant. And we think everyone will love every single idea we come up with. I'm going to put together a product and sell it without even knowing if a single person will buy it. And that's where research target market is key. It's key. Without that, don't even go forward. And how do you research the market? There's so many different ways. As an example, when I do this show and I get done, I do a debrief. And most of the guests that appear on my show ask me, Brian, can you show me how to do the high quality show like you do? And this came at me many times over and over and over. Finally, I said, that's the market telling me they want it. And they all said, I will buy it. I will pay for it. Okay. So I'm putting that together. I've got a whole program called Carpet Bomb Marketing that's in the mix right now. I have beta testers starting on it.
Awesome.
But I can't tell you how That was the most biggest, most important nugget of the RASTO. Don't pass go or don't pass R until you've done that. Please, it'll save you so much time. Thank you for that, Bart. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I love it.
I wonder why. Awesome. How would somebody, real quickly, like let's just start in the beginning, would start and run a quote-unquote rich coach business? What do you tell them in the book?
So the book talks about having yourself organized, you know, picking a niche that, of course, hopefully you've researched it so that you can find that there's profit there. You know, a lot of people want to dabble in certain elements of coaching, life coaching, etc. But who is their target market? Who's their client? What are you offering that someone's willing to pay you for? Which leads you to the next step. What certifications would you have to justify you saying, hey, I can help you because I have been trained in X or I have experience in X. Sometimes if you don't have the experience, you can get the training for such, like physical trainers or other kind of coaching niches. But if they can plan out their business as well, like, okay, I'm going to pick my niche. I know where my target markets are. I know I could be better than the next guy who's doing this because, you know, I'm confident myself. Create your plan, create your packages, set your fees, create a signature coaching package, one package that you can sell all day long. Maybe you'll have two or three, but what is one thing that you sell all day long? Then you go out and find your customer, and you find your customer based upon, you know, that research of where are they? Where do they hang out? I'm going to go where they hang out, and then I'm going to ask them those questions, run them through. And again, you know, create a little book that just like I did for Noah that I mentioned, we talked about her earlier, whereas she's wanting to go out and do some coaching. And I said, well, why don't you create a thin little book, something like this, and then have inside blank pages that people can write out and fill in the answers to the questions, almost like an assessment. So you're just, here's a free book. Now, don't do it like that. Hand it out carefully and selectively. But the idea is that, hey, okay, great. I want to talk to you. But instead of like, you know, let me have your number. We'll give a call. We'll talk on the phone. No, it's more like take this book home and I'm going to give you a week. Fill it in and then call me because I'm going to take you on as a client. I'm going to give you a free session. But the sessions, as the Rich Coach books talks about, these sessions are not just freebies talking on the phone. No, they're very formal. There's a free coaching session form they fill in. They're actually going through the process like they were a paying client. So by the end of the free session, oops, something's missing. What's missing? Well, the next step to take you from this point to the next part, you need to be a paying client for that. But hey, at this juncture, if you don't want to do it any further, hey, that's fine by me. But how are you doing so far? Well, I actually like this. I can sense and feel me transitioning to from A to B. You know, it's like they say, don't sell a ticket to the boat per se. Sell tickets for the journey, the experience. You know, what are they going to get from when they reach that destination? So having all this stuff in their mind and that, wow, I think I could really help people. Then you need to be practical and you need to create all of it with the systems, the forms, the website, and, you know, payments. And like I said in the book, what are your payment processing methods? Oh, well, I'll take a check. No. You know, do we have the apps on the phone to be able to take payments? Do we have our card readers that plug into the phone so we can take a credit card on the spot? Oh, just so much detail.
So amazing how much of what I'm like a kindred spirit with you being on the tech side of things where we take so much of this for granted thinking everyone knows about all this stuff. And the shocking thing, which is what you found, was that most don't know enough to get all this done. And that's why many coaching businesses flounder. And so thankfully you coach and you put them through and you have this book, which in its own right could be sold for several thousand dollars as a program by itself. Just going through it, thumbing through it. I personally have not read it from cover to cover. I just got it a few days ago, but I got to thumb through it, and it's quality. My goodness, there is so... I don't have to read the whole thing to know that it's high quality. I can see as I'm flipping pages. It's just... And I'm looking back at it as I'm flipping, and that's why I'm looking away. It's just an amazing, amazing book, and I can't wait to dig into it in detail and then really pick out the nuggets there. So appreciate you for writing this, for spending the time. Obviously, this took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears because of the detailed nature of the book, I can tell. A lot of work went into this.
Well, you know, as you've seen from my book so far, and even my cookies, you know, you've had the cookies, and you can imagine the experience you had. Look at that smile,
yeah.
People. Look at that smile.
Cookie! So,
the experience, what I put into something, it's like, I want you to have more value than what you're paying for. Mm. When you buy something from me, when you get something from me, or you spend time with me, you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck. Because out there in the world today, that is not the case. And because I'm, like you said, the kindred spirit, the technical side, because I see this, I see more than what the average person sees because of my technical knowledge and such and such. And then having written 17 books, having read so much of what I have read, being able to scan material and just gob so that it's like, what do you do? The point here is that when you get a book like Rich Coach, I want you to have the value because you need the information. You need the knowledge. You need the training. You need the formatting, the systems. You need this knowledge to be able to go make a living. So many people out there are selling programs. And I almost want to say there is a word out there. It's called hopium. If anybody's not heard of that word, hopium, you know, I'm selling you this program with the hopes you're going to make it big. And of course, it never happens. And then those people skip town per se. But value, lots of value. And I don't want rich coach, broke coach. Who am I selling to? Rich coaches or broke coaches? So do I want to price the product so that I take away money that could be allocated for their book printing, their posters, their advertising? No, I don't want to do that. This product is so universal. So many coaches need it. It's literally like I could probably just price it nicely so that it's affordable. You'll respect it. Like, hey, you know, this is, you know, but I'm not going to be gouging you like some of these other programs that leave you winding, having nothing. So I love putting a lot of meat in my books and audio too, so that you really get a lot. And all you got to do is you just got to get it into your mind and into your head so you can work it, put it into practice, and then start kicking butt.
I absolutely love it. I actually turned open to a part in chapter 3 to show people just a little bit where it says client welcome packet, letters, coaching agreement forms, worksheets, logs, and templates. A lot of people don't document their business. A lot of people don't ask for engagement like you were saying earlier about filling out a form at a doctor's office, that kind of thing. It just goes on and on and on. And on the topic of, so yes, this is a complete do-it-yourself program in a book, 100%. There's nothing missing in this. Do-it-yourself program. The beautiful thing is you don't have to charge much for that, and there will be probably a large percentage of folks that won't want to tackle every one of these on their own. And for you watching and listening, I know Bart's doing the same thing, is you create a program where you do it with them. And then you do charge a bigger fee because now it's one-on-one or one-on-many on a group. So there are ways to scale this business to make it profitable very quickly. It's a common model. It's a very common model. It's not a secret, really. That's what I'm putting together in my own with Carpet Bomb Marketing. So it's a similar concept to have both. So I'm building it using a beta test group, and they're going to tell me what's right, what's wrong. So I'll have it refined, and it will be speaking to the market. And then once it's ready to go, it's going to be a do-it-yourself program with a done-with-you option on the back end for those that don't want to dive into the, you know, clicking of the mouse and the typing of the keyboard so much. So phenomenal. This book right here, this is a starting point for literally, I mean, can you see this for almost any business, Bart?
Well, almost any business.
Yeah.
Some businesses, they don't need it. They're doing well.
Like in the entrepreneurial space, people that are in
but, the, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's just say at least 10 to 30 million people.
Just a few. Yeah. Yeah, it's phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to help get the word out about this book. Do we want to reveal the site right now about how they can get it?
Sure.
Would that be cool with you?
Yeah, thank you.
Pull that up because this is a compelling book. Let me find the website to bring up here. And Bart, if you don't mind, just give them a little overview of what they're looking at here.
So you're looking at richcoachbrokecoach.com. And on this website, basically, you can learn everything that's inside the book. I just break open the table of contents. You can look at every nook and cranny, every word, every section. I love it. I read it. I wrote the copy, of course. I read it, and I'm like, I would buy this. Oh, where's the buy button? You know, I mean, but it's like, you know, I put it together. But you can purchase the books in their physical form, print form. And there's two books, actually. There's the Rich Coach, Broke Coach book. But then there's a second book, which is called 150 Plus Mistakes That Coaches Make. Mm. Which I love that one, too. That's a great one. And you can get the books in print, or you can actually buy the digital version and read them online at the website. You don't have to wait for shipping. And I also recorded the books. So if you happen to hear my voice right now, that's the voice that I recorded the books in. And that's good too, because sometimes you're doing stuff and you want to just listen, maybe in the car or something like that, you know. But just take a look at all the different people who coach right now in the industries that you might say, I want to become a coach in X industry. I like that. I'm going to get Bart's book to start learning the business practices, while over on the other side, I start learning the industry, the niche that I want to go into. And I would tell you, people, writing a book is like coaching. And if I could real quick, Brian, talk about what I call the income wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
The income wheel, if everybody can just picture a wheel with four quarters, you know, one at the top, one on the left, two on the bottom. The income wheel: products, services, affiliates, income, which means I'm going to write a book first, which is a product, and I'm going to coach people through this format. If I break a leg, if I get sick, if I want to take time off, the product is still earning money for me. Okay, that's awesome. Products, I'm going to coach through the product. Now, products created customers, and customers want to work with you one-on-one, or you'll coach them in group format. That creates more income for you, hence the income wheel. Creating the products first, which is basically your model for your workshop or class, because you just strip the table of contents out and that becomes your what you're going to talk about. And then with that going on, other people are going to say, hey, Brian, I like your book. I would like to sell my stuff to your audience, and I can take your stuff and sell it to my audience. Now you're growing your customer base from other people. That's cool. So products, services, down to affiliates. And then, of course, you've been working hard for the money, for investments. It's time to get the money to work for you. So stocks, bonds, futures, ostrich farms, it doesn't matter, whatever you want to do, gold, cryptocurrency. Take the money and work for you, but then go make some more products. Go write another book. Expand your, you know, raise your rates on your one-on-one now. You used to be 175, well, now you're 1,075 per hour. So it's all pretty cool, and it's all in the book. It's all in it.
Yes, it's phenomenal. It's comprehensive. And as we're talking and I get to go off camera, I can thumb through the book while you're talking and listen to you and find more nuggets as I go through. It's just, we talked about forms, and he's got forms in the book that are in here. And you can actually go and download these forms. If you go to that very site we were on, there was a section at the very bottom where you can download them, and they're editable in what Microsoft Word format, Excel format, things that are usable for you immediately.
And, yeah, the form. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just it's comprehensive and complete. That's the thing about it. It's like if you fail at putting your structure together, then you didn't follow this book. You didn't follow what Bart tells you to do. Because it's right there. And now the execution, of course, is on you. You are the one that specializes in pets or family matters, issues that are coming up, coaching people to get through those. You have to execute on your core competency. As long as you have this structure in place, now you don't have an excuse. I don't know what to do. I don't know what forms to write. I don't know how to get someone to pay a credit card. I don't know this. Well, you do know now because you have access to this book. And the excuses go out the window. Now you can actually go forward and succeed much faster because you get to model success. And that's Bart Smith because he's done it, been there, done that, and wrote the book. I'm not going to say about the T-shirt.
Can I say one more thing about
something? Of course.
You actually brought something up. We were talking before the show started. You were switching and transitioning from one niche to another niche.
Yes.
Okay. One industry to another. Well, the beauty about Rich Coach, Bro Coach is that it teaches you the business, the practicalities, the forms, the systems, the objections. Guess what? 1 year you could be doing niche A and you realize there's no paying clients in niche A. So you switch next year to niche B. But guess what? You bring everything Rich Coach taught you. Forms, setup, certifications, planning, packages. You're just changing the color from green to red.
Yep.
That's what's cool about Rich Coach is because it's something that can carry you through life in your the course of your business. That's a cool thing.
It's wash, rinse, repeat. Do it again. I love it. Marketing tactics, finding, enrolling, and working with clients. That's another chapter. What about that? Finding clients. What do you for coaching? I guess, like you said, find out where they're hanging out. What are some key ways to do that, to find the clients in your target, your niche, like specifics?
Right.
If you
so a lot of finding clients is, of course, you finding that one thing that you do well that you could bring to the market. So clarity on your part is first. You can't go out like, what is it? You're at the ballpark and the, you know, the guy or the gals walk around that big box of like 20 different candy bar options. You know, you can't be doing that at a networking event. You need to come there with something very specific that you do, that you offer, and that you're selling. Second, you go on what I call an archaeological dig. You go for emotional excavation, as I call it, but you're going to go digging into people to find out what their woes are. But something else is you can, again, create a book that represents your niche, and then do speeches, workshops, classes about it. I'm thinking of a friend right now. She holds a meetup group once a month, you know, for her niche. And it's in that group of people that come who are interested in that niche that she says, by the way, I'm also having my books in the back for sale if you're interested. I also have some coaching packages that I work one-on-one with you, and I have a group package that I work with you. So if this isn't affordable, you can go with this, which is more affordable. And all of these provide you different levels of access to me so that we can take you from point A to point B. So now you're in this group of people who are warm market because they already like, they like what you do and represent. And you're just running them through these pretty much, you know, it's something that a lot of people are afraid of. They're afraid of sales. But selling is really about finding out what the customer wants and you being able to give it to them, and then closing them with the transaction. Okay, great. Well, if this is what you want, will it be the red or the blue? Okay, great. Then you want to get started today. These are the closing questions that get them to, yeah, okay, great. Where's my wallet? You know, let's get started. And when you have the forms and the agreements, they talk for you. So you don't almost have to do the talking. Fill this form in, great. Oh, they're filling it in. Well, they must like it. You know, they bought my book. Can I talk to you about my book? What was it about my book that helps you? Fill out this assessment so I can find out, you know, what's wrong with you. No, I'm just kidding.
So many nuggets in there. Meetup groups, that is a very valuable one. We use those with my mentor. I did meetup groups of my own. I did three of, gosh, I ended up doing four of them, one a month. So it was once every week, but in four different locations. So once a week in four different locations every month. And we used those as a funnel to the actual two-day live event. And so we'd give them nothing but value, didn't charge a dime. Go to meetup.com and start a meetup group. And that's another way to get your feet wet or to hone your craft further if you're already doing it in the speaking realm. And it can be informal. You can do it at a real estate office. Many real estate offices are closed in the evenings and they are okay with people using their offices. There's lots of places that you can hold meetups. It's a phenomenal place because there's no substitute for kneecap to kneecap, for physical being in the same room at the same time. Speaking from stage is probably one of the most powerful platforms on the planet when it comes to marketing. Even though there may be limited number of people there, it's going to be high quality because they have personal access to you and the know, like, and trust factor is much greater. afraid of sales. Many people are. And that's just a confidence factor that once you start, you get that first sale, then you'll see things change drastically. And so you might want to consider selling something that doesn't cost quite as much. Start with a lower end just to get that confidence factor up. That's something I talk about. And then forms, I love this, Bart, that forms and agreements talk for you. That is gold right there, because you don't have to vomit all over them every detail. The form does it, and they're just reading it silently, and you're not bugging them. And now you can go on to the next person and hand them a form instead of explaining everything to them. I love that. I've never heard that before.
Hand them a book. But can I say something real quick about, you're talking about meetups and going there and selling this and that. You know, in my networking tactics, this book right here, there's a huge section in here on conversation. Mm. I give you what to say, so you just have to quote me going to the event. In the Rich Coach Pro Coach, there's a section in there that talks about how do you create your pitch. And the specific is this, and you just fill in the blanks. What was it? Is it Mad Libs, where you filled in the blanks, you know, the empty spaces?
I don't know that term.
Yeah, that's right. Look it up. It's like a little game. It's a little book that you bring in the car and you fill it out. And then you read it and it's crazy. But the point is, it's like I find people who experience this kind of pain. And then I apply these three things that I do with them to help them gain this. Now, the value in this, because remember, they asked you, what do you do? The value of this to them usually... And I have case studies I'm about to cite, case study A, case study B, case study C. So when you're given that opportunity, what do you do? And you have this very specific set of words you use. I find people who have this problem. I apply what I do best to them and they win. Do you know anybody that's like that? And they might go, yeah, you're looking at them. I have that problem. Because what did you do? You researched the market that you wanted to go to. It's like doing fish in a barrel, you know, but you have something specific to say, which has been given to you inside the book, Rich Coach, Broke Coach. That's what's so different about this coaching book versus some of the others that say, oh, go and do. Okay, thanks a lot. But what do I say? Never in any of these coaching books, or many books, do they tell you what to say specifically. And that's what I like about coaching book, this Rich Coach, Broke Coach, especially in the objections section. 10 objections, why they're saying it, and specifically what to say to counteract them. Just go memorize them and be off with yourself. You'll do well.
That's one of the most powerful aspects is how to handle the objections. That's why most people are afraid to ask for the sale, because they know those are coming and they're afraid they don't know how to answer them properly to take
memorize,
the next step.
Memorize the 10.
Exactly. And so, Bart, you won't believe this, but we're at the end of our hour. I cannot believe it myself. We have to. I have to. This is a goal. Every show is finished with one particular question. It's a question that is actually kind of heavy hitting, and I love it because of that fact. It goes kind of deep for some people. For others, it's I got it. So if it takes you a while to come up with the answer, then that's cool. No problem. And then we will also talk real quickly about a couple of your resources after this question, before we close it for good, because I know you have gifts to give away, at the end of the show. But this question, if it takes you a little time, that's okay. You know, a lot of people say dead air time. That's horrible. That's embarrassing. No, it's fine. If you need the time, you may not. The cool thing is not a single past guest that I've asked this question, which is every one of them, not. There have been no two people that have answered it exactly the same way yet. I'm pretty certain it's going to be answered the same way at some point, but yet it hasn't. And that's the cool thing about it, because there is no such thing as a wrong answer, Bart. There's none. In fact, the only correct answer is yours. It's always correct, whatever it is for you. So are you ready?
Sure. Wait, let me have a minute.
Okay. After all right, that build-up, yes. All right, here we go. Bart Smith, how do you define success?
Whatever makes you happy.
Go ahead and think about it if you need to.
All right. Let's see. I mean, what is success? Success is accomplishing something that you had set out to do. You overcome obstacles. You went through trials. You finally had crossed that finish line. Maybe you're able to cross it again and again, faster and faster, because, you know, you've learned a lot. But I would simply define success as whatever makes you happy, and you can do that day after day after day.
Mm. I love it. Like I said, some get it immediately, like you did. Others take some time to ponder. And true to form, I kid you not, no one else has said that. No one else has answered it that way. Not in those words. I'll put it that way. Underline it. It usually is something along that line of, you know, fulfillment, other answers. I'm going to actually compile these answers into a book and make it How Do You Define Success? Be the title of the book. And it's just amazing to me how each individual has a different take on that word. It's very personal. The other very cool thing, Bart, that I recognized in asking this question and getting the answer from all the past guests is not one of them, including you, not a single one of them, because they are successful entrepreneurs and they're not scarcity driven, not one of them said the answer was anything to do with money or some amount of money. Oh. Very interesting. I find that very, I love it. I'm just excited that that is the common mindset of successful entrepreneurs. So you are in that same boat, and I appreciate you for just being you. I mean, I knew that you were of high quality. You came very highly recommended, and I'm glad we're getting to know each other as we go on. And we are definitely doing this again, because there's so much more that I wanted to cover with you that we didn't get to tonight. Maybe the same book, maybe beyond, and one of the other books. The networking ones really intrigued me as well. So you mentioned earlier, before we got on the show, that you had some giveaways, some prizes that you were looking to give away for our guests, or for our watchers, our listeners, our viewers.
Oh, sure. I'll just make it real simple. If you go to richcoachbrocoach.com and you contact me through the contact form, okay, I would say in the next, well, I'll break this up, because there are people who are watching now and those who will watch later.
Yes.
So the first five people, and I'll timestamp it and I'll be able to show you technically, the first five people that contact me over at Rich Coach Bro Coach, I will have something very cool for you. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will have something very cool for you, because I'm a giver. I think you know Brian very well by now. I have a lot to give, and I don't really go contrary to that statement. So the first five people that contact me after the show is over, right now, I don't care. I'm just going to go look at the timestamp of the contact of people coming in. And yeah, it's at the bottom.
There we are.
Might be at the top too. But yes. I'll do something very special and very cool for you. And then, of course, if you are watching the show later at the same time, contact me through Rich Coach, Bro Coach, and I'll pull something out of the treasure chest,
Fantastic. Appreciate that. And yes, it is at the very bottom. My overlay graphics were covering it up. So at the very bottom of that website, the very bottom, is a contact us link. So that's how you get your free copy if you're one of the first five. And then all the other goodies he talked about, which maybe he'll throw you some cookies. I don't know. I'll leave that up to him. I don't know what that cost to ship, but that was awesome. Appreciate that. I appreciate you, my man. Bart, you are an amazing guy. So much talent. I can't wait to learn more about you, number one. And number two, have you back on the show on a future date, because by then I promise I will have read this book in its entirety. And if our topic's going to be another book, make it a thinner one. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So I have time to read it is why I meant that. So I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you, everyone who's been watching live and listening, and those that watch and listen after the recording. Thank you for your time as well. And I bet you can agree that it was time well spent, because Bart brought it, as every one of my guests seemed to do. I love it. Thank you once again, Bart. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Brian.
And that is it for this edition of the Mind Body Business Show. So we'll see you again next week. For now, be blessed, everyone. So long.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.